Minister, good morning.
Morena, Glenn.
Now, 100% pure. What's happening with this? Are we ditching it?
No, look, it's been a successful marketing strategy for some 19 years now. It's not an environmental standard. And the move towards our people is a natural evolution, because when tourists come here, when we combine our landscapes with our people, with our stories, that's what sends tourists home back to their own countries with a really great feeling about New Zealand. And so, look, we just have to emphasise it's a successful marketing strategy. It's natural that it evolves. It's not an environmental standard.
So we're sticking with it?
Yeah, it's evolving as it should do. And like I say, the emphasis...
Yeah, but I don't understand it, because to me, evolving means changing, you know? So are we still going to say 100% pure, or...?
Well, that work is to be done. But I think it's a natural evolution. And like I say, when we're talking about tourists coming to New Zealand, it's our people that are our beating heart of the tourism industry. And it's our people that make our visitors come to New Zealand and go away with a great feeling about New Zealand. And
yeah, that's all cool. That's all cool. But are we still going to call ourselves and promote ourselves as 100% pure?
Well, look, that's work to be done. And TIA will be working on that. And Tourism New Zealand, all the stakeholders will get together, and it will evolve naturally. And I'm looking forward to it, because it is a marketing strategy, and it's been very successful over the years.
Okay, so we're sticking with it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The work.
Okay, great. So we're sticking with it, right? Okay, so we got there. We're sticking with it. So is it true? Are we 100% pure?
Look, as a marketing strategy, it's very successful, and our people are the beating heart of our tourism industry.
And yeah, but you're moving from environment to people.
An environmental strategy.
Yeah, is it true though?
Look, New Zealand is a wonderful place to visit, Guyon. It is not an environmental standard. It is a marketing strategy. So, you know, you have to see it in that light.
So you're with John Key on this, really, aren't you? Because that was his position.
Guyon, I'm saying that this is a very successful marketing strategy, and it's done New Zealand very, very well. And our tourism industry is a very successful tourism industry.
Mm. So you don't mind? Because Mike Joy's basically saying, look, it's a fiction.
Well, let's be fair to the new government. We're doing everything we can to improve environmental standards. We're doing a heck of a lot in that department. The TIA is a tourism sustainability commitment. That commitment is to engage with local communities and minimise environmental footprints, and they want local tourism businesses to commit to sustainability by 2025. There's a lot of work that the tourism industry is doing to improve our image and to improve everything and to create a great experience for our visitors that come here.
Just on that, the tourism tax, is that still going ahead?
We're still doing work on the international visitor levy. We've made a few decisions around a few points, but it's not a straightforward thing, and we'll make announcements in the not-too-distant future.
Right, so the $25 charge that you campaigned on, is that going to happen?
Oh, you'll have to wait and see, Guy. I'm not going to let
not getting into that
information
today.
Out.
All right. Thanks for your time this morning. Do appreciate it. That's Kelvin Davis, the Tourism Minister.